While they were here for Pennsylvania's primary, Sanders and Clinton left their marks on more than just national issues. They both weighed in on a very local topic, Mayor Jim Kenney's controversial proposal for a tax on soda and other sugary drinks. That got WHYY's Katie Culinary wondering how it could shape the debate going forward.
It all started last week when Clinton was speaking at a church in North Philly about ending the school-to-prison pipeline. Clinton segued into saying she's, quote, very supportive of Mayor Kenney's proposed 3 cents per ounce tax on sugary drinks.
Know. We need universal preschool, and if that's a way to do it, that's how we should do it.
Later that day, Sanders hit back, calling it a regressive tax.
You don't have to fund childcare on the backs of the poorest people in this city.
The candidates cut to the heart of the local debate, whether the tax would hurt the very people it's designed to help. So now that Clinton and Sanders have moved on to other states, will this episode be just a blip on the political radar or something more? One way these statements could live on is through TV ads. Kevin Feely is a spokesman for Philadelphians for a Fair Future, the nonprofit formed to promote the proposed tax.
I can't speak to the specifics of TV ads at this point. All I can tell you is that it's a great boost to us, and people should expect to hear more about it.
Larry Seisler, who represents opponents of the tax, says he appreciates the validation from Sanders, but doubts it'll make a difference to the body that'll actually decide, Philadelphia City Council.
The most junior member of City Council has more of a say on this issue than either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. And there's really nothing that they said in those statements that, you know, either the voters or City Council has not heard.
Seisler doesn't think it'll make a big difference outside the city either. But Philadelphia isn't the only place in the country considering taxes on sugary drinks.
I think I got an email. It was like, Larry, you got to hear this.
Larry Tramutola is a consultant in California who's working to pass soda taxes in San Francisco and Oakland, two cities known for their large progressive voting bases. And unlike Philadelphia, the fate of those initiatives will ultimately be in the hands of voters, not city council members. When Tramutola heard about the presidential dust-up in Philly, he got concerned.
Having the industry now being able to use Bernie Sanders' words for their own behalf could potentially be a problem. Now, will it be a problem? I don't know, but there is that potential.
With the California primary coming up in June, there's a chance the issue could come up again in the national media. Right around the time Philadelphia City Council is expected to vote on the proposal. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.